Hello, everyone. Brian Tuck back with you here on the audio podcast, Creative Confidential. I'm glad you are listening. And if you're a newsletter reader that really didn't follow the podcast, that's cool. I'm glad that you are here times two. For those of you who are unfamiliar with who I am, maybe you're listening to this for the first time, I am an attorney at law. I've been in private practice for 25 years, which is a hell of a long time. And I've worked for some very, very smart people, helping guide them through commercial transactions, whether they were buying commercial real estate or buying a company or selling a company, perhaps. And I've helped those people move billions and billions of dollars back and forth. And I've learned a few things in the course of doing that over the last quarter of a century. One thing that it has given me is a finely tuned bullshit detector. And I intend to employ this detector for your benefit as we go forward here. So typically there's music and there's, you know, a professional voiceover type person making some announcements on the front of this. I'm in the process of redoing all of that. So all you got is me on the introduction here. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is this. Last week, I posed a question to my readers. And the question was this. If you work in the creative industries, is the word content a dirty word? One of the things that really interests me is precision. Precision with language in particular. Occupational hazard from being an attorney for so long. But words matter and words do have specific meanings. And where I was coming at this, the angle I was approaching this issue from was this. If you conflate everything you do into this catch-all word, okay, are you devaluing what you do? Like if you're a sculptor, are you a content creator? No, I don't think so. If you're a painter or a composer, even to say that you're a writer, there are many subgroups that can branch off of that. Are you a playwright? Are you an essayist? Are you a novelist? What are you? Be specific so we know what you're doing. But I want to share three responses that I got to this question that are all thought-provoking, and we're gonna get into them now. I did briefly check these just for audio quality. I have not listened to these in depth or prepared any response, so you're getting my reaction right off of the cuff here. The first response to this question comes from Sean Cavanaugh. He's a podcaster and musician based in the Lehigh Valley, and let's hear what Sean had to say about that.
Okay, so this is in response to the topic, is the word content a dirty word? So I have to say that I don't really have an issue with the word content. I understand from like your article, you talk about it being a blanket statement that's covering too much, you know, whether it's automobiles or photographs or music and this and that. But I think it's broad on purpose in today's, culture, I suppose, because so many, artists and, creators are wearing so many different hats and creating so many different types of media, whether it's text-based, audio-based, visual, a merchandise you can hold, like physically hold. There's so many different types of content that exist, and people are doing a little bit of everything to diversify themselves. So it's very simple to describe themselves as a content creator in that sense, or even just like making it related to whatever type of field they might be focusing in on, whether it's like, you know, a musician or a painter or a photographer, you know, anything like along those lines. So, you know, it's broad on purpose to allow that flexibility for, you know, the artist to be able to do more things and not be pigeonholed into only putting out one type of content or one type of media at a time. Yeah, I'm overusing the word content even in this statement alone.
And that is kind of my point. That when everything is content, nothing is content, right? Or the old saying, like, if everybody's special, nobody's special. There is an epidemic that we are in the middle of here. And that epidemic is an imprecision of language, okay? And sometimes that's intentional. Sometimes it is inadvertent. But I think it's something that we need to take charge of and take responsibility of, because it causes problems in other phases of life. And when you hear the next two episodes of this podcast, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about, because this is a theme that kind of runs through several types of issues. And I told you all way, way back that this was not a political show, and it never would be. And it still won't be. We're going to talk about legal issues. Some of them are going to involve political figures, because we're in an election year, and I think it's time for people who are rational and smart to start speaking up and rebut what the fringes on both sides are starting to run away with from a narrative perspective. Sorry for all the oblique comments, but again, when you hear the next two episodes, this will all make sense. So thank you to Sean for his opinion. I really value your participation. Thanks for sending that in. Now, the next response was from Ryan T. That's how I'm going to identify him. And he has a professional services business in Kennett Square here where I'm located. And let's hear what Ryan had to say on this question.
Hey, Brian. Hey, you've posed an interesting question with asking, is content now a dirty word? Because in today's digital world, it honestly gave me a small cringe when I read it. So I started thinking really a little bit more about why. I don't know. To me, I'll say I'm going to keep this strictly on the business side. But it seems to me when social media was getting ramped up, people would just post whatever they felt like. It was unique and fun and even relevant to what they were doing. But, you know, as time evolved, you know, whole industries and companies are now being built on the background of creating this, quote, content for others. And these marketing companies are telling their clients to produce, quote, content and get it all queued up for posting. You know, when I look at my feed right now, at least on Facebook, most of my feed is filled with that, quote, content, which to me looks like just posts for the sake of posts without really any relevant meaning to me, nor without any compelling reason why I would even want to engage with that business or product. But, you know, even worse seems to me is a lot of the self-serving nature of many of the posts. Like, for example, say professional services posting about their team having a party instead of actually working, or, you know, doing some sort of virtue signaling about whatever activity they are so, quote, thrilled to be sponsoring or doing in the community, when, let's be honest, if you didn't have to do it, you probably wouldn't. I mean, unless you were truly that virtuous. I don't know, all this stuff to me just comes off as boring and really counterproductive if it's not truly aligned with the core beliefs or mission of the company. So I guess with what you're saying, yeah, could content be useful and productive? And yes, if it jives with what followers want to see and read. But if not, I think it also has the real strong potential to create eye rolls and disdain. So, I don't know, content that's still organically created, celebrates wins of others, and is really meant to inform without any sort of ulterior motive, I think still has a place and is relevant. And today, I think that would actually help somebody stand out as being unique. But, you know, what I see is, quote, content just for the sake of filling up digital real estate on somebody's feed. I'm really hoping that as time goes on, this is just a concept that is past its time and will be moving along down the road. And hopefully people start to realize that the ROI it's supposed to create just isn't there. And we'll turn to creating more things that are relevant and interesting versus just what somebody says that they should do or for posting just for the sake of posting. Anyway, that's my two cents. You know, take it for what it is. But like I said, when I see my feed and I hear the word, quote, content, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just more of the same boring posts that aren't relevant to me. So, you know, let's try to be creative. After all, we are creators, correct? All right. Have a great day, man.
You're going to love the way Ryan brings it around back to the back to the original topic. After all, we are creators, aren't we? Indeed, we are. Yes. Now, I think there's two issues here. Ryan made a lot of good points. And there's two issues. One is the imprecision of language, okay? Again, whether that's intentional or inadvertent, you know, we got to decide on a case-by-case basis. The other issue that Ryan's getting into is content marketing just for the sake of throwing something up with your company's logo on it to keep your brand in front of people. I can't think of anything that's more infuriating, and I know I'm not alone. I've had this conversation over and over again with attorneys and bankers and health professionals that, let me just clear something up. And I'm talking to you guys and ladies on LinkedIn primarily, because LinkedIn is the worst at this. Nobody cares, right? Nobody cares if you're skiing or if you found your happy place, you know, at the beach, or you're in the Virgin Islands, or you're in Hawaii. Stop it. Nobody gives a shit. By the way, we're cursing on this thing now, so fasten your seatbelts. I do not care if you are skiing. What I want to know is, are you good at your job? Do you know what you're doing? Are you competent? Those are the things I care about. So when I see the absolute explosion of these self-care posts, when we live in one of the easiest time periods in human history, because we have it fairly easy. We're not out hunting and killing our own wild game, unless it's for recreation. We're not chopping firewood for heat. Everybody's pretty comfortable, whether you own your own home or rent or whatever. That's a separate conversation. But we've got it easy, guys. Stop complaining. And for the love of God, stop humble bragging about where you vacation and how important self-care is when we all have it pretty good. We really do. And I'll take on anybody on that debate. So if you've got something to say about that, DM me and we'll talk it out. Okay. So rant over for now. Now we've got a third take on this question. Is content a dirty word? And this is from Jamie Dibbs, who is a novelist and very, very cool guy, great writer, lives in Singapore, and you definitely should check out some of his work. By the way, I'm going to link to Jamie's work as well as Sean's, because I think they would like me to, which I am happy to do because I appreciate their participation. But let's hear what Jamie has to say on this topic. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jamie Dibbs. I'm an author, journalist, media guy. Content isn't a dirty word. If you are in the publishing business, you probably think of most of this stuff as content. It's product that gets wrapped and distributed and monetized. When you're a creator, of course, you don't like to think that all you're doing is just working for the sales guy to make his bonus. That is the reality in a lot of cases. So what do you do? I think if you want to have your work stand out and be regarded as something other than just generic interchangeable parts, then you need to create content that is like that. It's unique, and it has a voice, it's got a style, and it's got something to say, even if it's just for purely entertainment. It should still have some deeper meaning or some purpose to it other than just being a way for people to kill time. Because if they're just killing time, then, you know, there's easier ways for people to do that. They can play a video game or something. That's content too. So I think that if you were, as a writer, I look at this and think, well, what am I in this for? Why am I getting out of bed and spending so much time working on a piece of fiction, or even my day job, if I'm working on nonfiction journalism? You know, I have to, it has to excite me. I have to really feel like that this is worth my time. And if it's worth my time, then it's going to be worth somebody else's time. And at that point, it's no longer content, but it is conversation.
That is a tremendous way to put it. Conversation, not content. I really appreciate the contributions of all three gentlemen who submitted responses to the prompt, and support them. If their links are in the show notes, please engage with them in whatever way they are out there, whether it's as a podcaster or writer, whether there are books to buy, there are subscriptions to purchase, because we got to keep this community going, and the primary way we do that is by supporting one another. So I'm going to sign off for now, and here's some drumming that we're going to listen to on the way out. If you liked what you heard, please share this with someone else who you think might enjoy it also. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on all the platforms, or just go to my Substack page and become a paid subscriber there. That would be really awesome. It's only $5 a month. And you can find that at briantuck.substack.com. How's that for a shameless plug? All right, you guys and ladies.